about to go somewhere odd now. Time's horizon, elevation starts to drop down. A little secret, don't kiss and tell, you're so bad. I'll probably see you in hell. Welcome to hell, baby. This is podcast hell.
Welcome to the show. I'm Eric Helwig. Time to get the podcast rolling. Solo episode. Now that is two solo episodes in 3 weeks. And usually what that means is I've gotten lazy booking people on the show. And like last minute, I just text every person I know, like, are you free in the next 35 minutes? And they're like, no, we have lives and wives and all, you know, plans. I'm like, okay. And then I record this late night. I mean, it's 8:22 p.m. on Monday, April 1st. And this podcast is coming out at 2 a.m. on Tuesday. So this is up. What's great about this podcast for you guys is you're going to get up-to-date podcast information. There's nothing in the world I can't comment on right now that you're going to hear about, unless there's some sort
of turn into it.
On our great country in the next 4 hours. When you're listening to this, there will be nothing. You will miss nothing. All of current events will be covered on this show. You name it, I'm going to talk about it in the next 25 minutes. I'm also not going to hold myself to doing an hour-long podcast by myself. I used to do that. And then, you know, by 40 minutes in, I'd be like, maybe I am gay. Like, I'd just be having like existential crisis in my life, just because I'm forcing myself to go long talking to myself. But I don't need to do that. I can just wrap it up at 30, and you would get everything you need. You get your little fill, your podcast hell fill. You know, oddly, like the numbers for this podcast do about the same when I don't have a guest on. So there's no real reason to even talk to people anymore. I could just talk to myself, but I think the problem is that if I were to do this every week by myself, I would slowly and surely lose my mind. By the way, did I start the... That's recording, right? Yeah, that's recording. That's recording. We're good. Panic. I panicked there in that moment. You know, you guys, I could just edit that part out, but I'm not going to do it. And I want the... I don't have a podcast producer. I obviously don't have someone to clean the fucking table either. I keep telling myself, like, there's going to be a new podcast set up soon. There's going to be new chairs and a couch and stuff on the walls. But then it's like, I'll probably just keep doing this table for the next 3 years. That's probably, I mean, this is just, it just is what it is. This is what the podcast is. There's a sign. I haven't hid this little cord. But at some point I might, you know, maybe I'll buy the little, it's just who gives a fuck. Just tell your friends about the show. And if there's 1,000 people listening, I'll do things to make it nicer. I'll just be shitty to you guys. No, thanks for hanging out. Welcome to the show. Baseball season's rolling. I've got two teams. I've got the Phillies, my boys. There's Aaron Nola right there who got fucking smashed. Second game of the season. And then I like the Royals, who are pretty fucking bad too. I'm looking at 2-1-3 teams to start. That's not great. Phillies lost in overtime. Extra innings today. Royals lost in the ninth inning. And you see, what are you going to do? It's early in the season. You can't get too wrapped up. I do think the Phillies are going to be good. I was talking with I grew up around D.C., like in high school, that's where I was living, and I've got a buddy who's a Nationals fan, and the Nationals suck. They won the World Series, and then just, they went full Florida Marlins and just got rid of everybody. But like the year before they won, Bryce Harper went to Philly, and I always thought that was like an amicable thing. But apparently there are Nats fans who, like, hate Bryce Harper, and it seems so stupid. It's so stupid for them to hate him when they won the World Series after he left. Like, the year he left. That's like you break up with a girl, and then, like, you start dating fucking, I don't know, whoever's hot now. And then you're like, also, I still hate the old one. It's like, no, you got to move on, bro. Like, things worked out. I was going to like say like a hot chick, but then I'm like, it's just so dating me to be like Selma Hayek. You know, like, I don't know who's hot now. The chick that did SNL, she's hot. But all my references for hot chicks are like Rebecca Romaine Stamos. Like in my mind, she's still married to Stamos. That ended in like 94. And I'm still like, Stamos, way to go, man. He's been married 4 times since then. But yeah, I mean, yeah, what was I saying? Bryce Harper? Something about the Phillies. Oh, no, just like Nats fans, like giving Bryce Harper, like hating on Bryce Harper. It's so fucking lame. Also, like, he's not a fit for Washington. Like, I don't know. I know Washington. I know all the people that live there. Not all of them, but I get the vibe. It's like, first off, it's a politics town. People don't, like, speak their mind. They're not, like, controversial. They ride the fence. That's kind of what politicians do. Bryce Harper's not that kind of guy. You know, people in D.C., like, they just quietly love their sports teams. You know, I mean, they love the Capitals more than anything because they're forced to because every other team is horrible there. But, no, it's like, he's not a fit. He wasn't even, like, a fit for that. Like, people in D.C., it's like they just have their jobs. They do well at their jobs. They spend time with their family. They're like, they move up the ladder of their job quietly. It's like, they're just like normal, good people. Like, Philadelphia is filled with lunatics and sociopaths, which is what Bryce Harper is. So I don't feel like, you know, to my one friend I had a fight about with this week, just fucking knock it off. Like, he belongs with us. Like, you broke up. It's for the better. You wouldn't have been happy with him, and we are happy with him. Like, you should see, if you're not a Phillies fan, I don't know, if you're a baseball fan and you watch any of the playoffs, I mean, it's just so crazy. Like, the relationship between our best player and the town, it's awesome. Like, first off, Bryce Harper could be hitting, like, 50 home runs in a season. If he goes 0 for 10, he'll get booed. And he'll, like, walk up to the plate laughing and hit a home run and then give the crowd the finger. And then we'll, like, you know, it's like, it's just like, it's perfect. It's just, it's a match made in heaven. Like, though, it's a good fit. So, I don't know. I just think, like, we gotta, like, there's a truce. I feel like I'm a good ambassador. Like, I'm from D.C. I lived in New York for years. So, this, like, New York, Philly, D.C., these NFC East, NL East rivalries. It's like, I'm a good ambassador. I can be like, hey, why don't we just all turn our eyes towards, like, Dallas? Can we just hate the Cowboys as a group? And then when one of us gets good, you know, obviously the Philly teams have been better than the other ones, but, like, you know, well, then we can fight amongst each other. But, like, let's just unify against the Braves and the Cowboys. All right? That's how I feel about it. Anyway, I'm excited for baseball. I get pumped on it. I bought the MLB package. So I'm just like, you know, hanging out, watching fucking Diamondbacks games, just being like, ooh, they got a new reliever. New reliever's throwing heat. It is crazy to like do like, I'll just like very quickly like look at a preview for a team and be like, I don't know a single player on the team. All my references, I'm like, man, where's Doug Minkiewicz? Who's on? He's fucking Rebecca Romaine Stamos. They're both 60 now. Like they're nowhere. They've moved on. So you just gotta update. Like if you fall out of something for a couple years, I mean I'm at the age now, 38, where the athletes are now older than me or younger than me, all of them. Like anybody that's my age and still in the league, they're like, how can he even walk? It's like, nah, I guess I it's depressing, but it also makes sense. I can barely walk. I mean, I'm trying to get right. I'm doing intermittent fasting and I've lost 3 pounds in like 6.5 weeks, about a half pound a week. And it doesn't go like that. It goes like woo, 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 but it's like, it's going in the right direction, right? And I think if I get it down to another like 5 to 6 pounds, I'm going to do the hard 75. Have you guys heard of the hard 75? 75 hard. I think it's called 75 hard. I haven't looked it up or spent a moment online researching what it is. Just my wife told me about it. But it seems very challenging. You have to drink a gallon of water. You drink a gallon of water every day. You have to work out for 45 minutes in the morning, and then you have to work out at a later time in the day for 45 minutes. You have to, like, take a picture of yourself every day and look at it. And then there's something else you have to do that I'm forgetting. Oh, you have to, like, stick to, like, a workout. And you have to do the, if you break the rule once, someone rappels into your house and breaks your neck. Like, you die. Like, if the second you go on Instagram and you're like, day one, hard 75, they're like, people are waiting to kill you if you don't follow through. So I don't know, I'm into it. I feel like I'm like an all-in guy, you know? Like, I'm not like a dip my toe in the water. I'm a jump into the pool, and then a much bigger, stronger guy has to jump in to save me because I don't know how to swim, but then I'm like, I learn. And I also feel comfort in the arms of a better man. So I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to, you kind of can't travel or do anything when you're doing 75 hard. Again, I speak as an expert. I have not done a scintilla of research on this. Is scintilla the right word to use there? I don't know. We'll never know. I could look it up. I could look up if scintilla is correct. I don't want to, though. What I want to do is commit hard time to 75 hard without having looked it up. I'm imagining a gallon of water a day is hard to drink. I'm imagining like this. I don't know how many this. You probably need like six of these to do a gallon. Something like that. I mean, even just then, I was like, oh, full, no more water. So that'll be tough. I'll probably get a milk jug and then pour into other things to drink out of, because I, you know, that's motivating for me. I drink out of my Eagles cup. I'll drink out of a different cup. Like, I have like a Canada cup. You know, I'll be good with the water. Working out will be tough. Here's the thing. Like, I got plantar fasciitis now from the, you know, just being a big fat guy. So losing that will be good. Like, a little bit of weight will help with, working out twice a day. But like, I don't know, like, it's not, I see, cause I've tried everything. I've done like the P90X and, you know, of course, like, if you do P90X and you're in bad shape, you just immediately separate your shoulder. Like, that's all. You might as well just walk into a room and tell somebody, like, separate my shoulder. This is how I'm going to feel like I'm working out, is to just be rehabbing for the next 2 months. So it's going to be hard, 75 hard, but you can also, like, you can just go walk. You can just walk fast, and that counts. Here's the thing, is you got to work out in the rain. If it's raining, like the elements, if there's a hurricane, you have to just be like, I'm going to die in the hurricane. You go outside. You have to be in the elements. So I'm going to have to invest in a rain jacket, which I haven't purchased a rain jacket in many, many years. I always just tell myself, like, if it rains and I need to be outside, I'm meant to get wet. I'll wear pure cotton or wool and want to kill myself after 15 seconds. But now it's like, if I'm going to be outside for 45 minutes, like, I got to go full rain jacket. It is good that I live in LA where the weather's pretty much the same every day. But yeah, kind of, if you're going to do that 75 hard, you kind of have to be in the same spot. You can't be like traveling with a gallon of water, doing your workout up and down the, you know, in the plane fuselage. Like, you got to be planted. So I'm thinking August, September, October, because my birthday is mid-October. So that way, like, 75, I can be like rounding into my birthday. Might do that. I don't know. Maybe this is the year I get jacked. But I look like fucking Roman Reigns. I've been getting into wrestling. I try not to. I do know some of the wrestlers. My wrestlers are not 20 years dated anymore. Although The Rock is back. Now he calls himself the Final Boss. Maybe I will buy a WrestleMania. I don't know. It's in 6 days. It's on a Sunday. I know when it is. Might buy myself a WrestleMania. I can invite some friends over too. Like, yeah, I think I will. Most of the people that I would invite to WrestleMania at my house are probably watching this already. So if you guys want to come over, just throw it in the comments. Yeah, Eric, do it. And we'll hit a WrestleMania. That'd be fun. I've watched WrestleManias before at friends' houses, but I've never purchased it before. I'm assuming I can do it on my Roku. I think I can do it on my Roku. I'm also thinking, I mean, this is an interesting, well, it's not interesting at all. None of this is interesting, but if you're listening to this, I don't know, you've found some reason to stay. But we did, we got this record player. Right now it's sitting on top of a dog crate. And it's a second dog crate. We need to, like, get rid of the dog crate. And I'm like, we need to, like, either buy a piece of furniture for our record player and our records, or we've got this old vintage dresser now that our TV's on. We're thinking about putting the TV up on the wall. TV goes up on the wall. Record player goes under the TV with all the records displayed. Now we got ourselves a little entertainment bureau with a TV on, like, hanging on the wall above it. I don't know. Do I make the move? How do I make the move? I'm not going to get the thing that finds the beam in the wall to put. I'm not doing it. I'm not a manly man like that. That's not my level of manly. My level of manly is, like, where's the bat? The bat's over there. I also got a sword over here. It's putting this sword right by my bedside, and before I go to sleep, just fantasizing about stabbing somebody as they're coming through my door. That's my level of man, is that I will kill. I will kill. I can't even say that in California, because, like, if you kill somebody, if somebody comes into your house to kill you and to, or to rape you, if they're, like, facing you with the gun shooting and missing, you're allowed to, like, shoot back, but the second they turn away, you have to, like, bake them a souffle on the way out. Otherwise, you'll be charged with murder. They can charge you with murdering somebody that came to murder you. Is that crazy? I gotta sneeze. Thank God. This was my concern with that sneeze, was what if I have to sneeze, but then it's like 15 seconds. I'm not going to edit it out. It would just be me going like this. You know, like when you do, like, the gasp before you sneeze and then you don't do it? Thank God that I felt it. It came, and like a wave it passed. I wonder if there's people that can only come while sneezing. I would get that. I mean, because it's your body's being taken over. You know, that's... I've said this before on the podcast, but one time I passed out and fell downstairs, and I was like, if it wasn't one of the most painful, scary moments of my life, I could have come. Because it is, like, the feeling of, like, being, just, like, the release. You know, I get why some ladies like getting choked. I mean, the feeling of blacking out was, it was a great release. But if you're going to do it, don't do what I did and do it at the, when reaching the top of a, two flights of metal stairs and then rolling down. Don't do that. I got the old, that was, I woke up. I was like, you wake up and you're just like, huh? And you're like, you're all torn up. My phone's smashed in my pocket. And there's like a New York lady being like, are you okay? Like yelling at you to help you. That's something I'll always miss about New York, is like, even when people are helping you, they're like, get the fuck out of here. Like, they're helping you while telling you to fucking move. How dare you fall into a place where we were walking and almost die? Yes, let me save your life, but also go fuck yourself. Like, it's, you get both of that. They're not nice, but they're kind. That's the people in New York. I can respect that fully. What the fuck was I talking about? I have to, like, retrace my steps in this conversation. I mean, man, I just, my mind is just, it's ADHD, right? I'm a victim. I don't know. I wouldn't change anything about the old noggin up here, you know? It's what makes me creative. It's what makes me spontaneous, is that I jump from topic to topic. There was something I was going to talk about with you guys. What was I going to fucking... What's going on with my life? Work is good. Making some... moolah. You got to make the moolah. You know what I mean? Can't be broke in my 40s, so I've been crushing it at work. We're like, dude, I got some shows coming up. That's exciting. It's like, it's stressful planning the travel for the shows. There's no manager for me at this stage in my career. By stage, I mean the end. So when I do stand-up, it's kind of like, I'm booking the flights, I'm booking the rental, like, I'm trying to, like, see some family while I'm on the East Coast, but also do shows, but also still got the day job. So it's like so many balls in the air to like make it make sense, kind of. So that part can be a little stressful, not gonna lie. But I am excited about May because I've got multiple shows. I've got multiple shows. And that's great. Like, I feel like I've kind of stopped doing stand-up unless I'm getting paid. That's the new rule. And it's I guess it's working because it's like I got the podcast, I got the paid gigs, and then you can just kind of like fucking hang out on the weekends. I've just been like hanging out, watching movies. I watched last movie I saw was For Love of the Game with Costner. Costner and the Scientology chick that died. Married to Travolta. Don't know her name, but she's dead. But she's in that movie. What's her name? It's not Elizabeth Shue, but she kind of looks like Elizabeth Shue. Kelly Preston. God, I really do date myself. Kelly Preston's pretty hot in that movie. My wife commented she walked by during and she said, pretty crier. She had a pretty cry back in the day. But there's something about Costner, shirt off, baseball pants on, gripping a fastball, thinking about the end of his baseball career. Something about that is very appealing to me. I don't know what it is. It's like life, obviously everything's a metaphor for baseball. This is a very baseball-centric podcast. I didn't really mean to make it so, but I did. Make it so. That's very Picard of me. You know, Star Trek. did I leave the Tums? I try not to leave my medicine. Does Tums count as medicine? I mean, it's like you buy it at the store. I guess it counts as medicine. I have Tums because I've been getting like, I don't know. Do you guys get like acid? Like, stomach acid? Indigestion? What? There's a term for it. It's on there. Acid indigestion. That's what I have. Like in my throat. Like at night, I'm like, I'm just coughing. I've had a cough for like fucking 6 months. Not 6 months, 6 weeks since I got back from Vegas. And it's like, so now I started taking this medicine that my friend gave me. It's over the counter. He just had some extra lying around. So I've been taking that in the morning for acid reduction. And then after every meal, I eat 2 Tums so I can fucking sleep at night. But it fucking sucks. It's like, it feels like just like all mucus on the back of my throat. My wife said it's post-nasal drip too, but I don't really know what that is. But I just know, like, I need to fix it. And apparently now there's more foods I can't eat. I can't eat acid-y foods. So I went to the grocery store, and I got yogurt. And I got, like, a strawberry, a mixed berry. And then I was like, ooh, key lime pie. Key lime pie yogurt? That sounds interesting. Chobani, taking a risk. Grabbed it, came home. My wife, it was like I brought home like fucking uranium. She was like, well, what is that? You can't take that. The acid of the citrus, what were you thinking? And it's like, fuck, man. How fucking old am I that like types of yogurt are going to hurt me now? Jesus Christ. It fucking sucks. Just breaking down as a, you know, you're just like, I'm getting close to 40, man. Once you're at 40, it's like, shit is just breaking. It's no longer a question of like getting things back to the way they, it's like, just don't die this year. Like that's kind of all you're doing is like slowing nature's progression. I mean, I don't know. I feel like back in the olden days, you know, the revenant days where, you know, we were out there getting our fingers chopped off with hatchets and, you know, watching, you know, your son get murdered by Bane. Back in those days, you didn't live that long. Like, you lived to, like, 35. So, like, the second you're like, oh, my God, I think I'm getting some grays in my beard. Like, you didn't have to think about it too long because then a grizzly just came and swiped your face off, like, into the mouth of its kid.
and you just kind of like watched your own face getting eaten was like the last thing you would see. Just like the spaghetti strands of your own face falling into your eyes. And there's something about that that makes sense. Like the second you, like there's no like grizzlies with big long beards. You don't see like old ass animals like walk like a tiger with a fucking cane. No, the second they die, it's like, or they get old, like someone comes and eats them. It's like even the predators. You can't be like an old predator. Even the deer will be like, I think we can just fucking run into that guy. Like they'll fucking take you out. So I just feel like that's the level I'm getting to now where it's like every year I live is just like, I just got to thank my lucky stars. I'm not running from wildebeest. Like if I was running from wildebeest, I would have been caught. The plantar fasciitis, the weight gain, I've slowed significantly. I don't even think I would have been a long shot to make it to like 25. 38? I don't think so. I'm 5'8". I got a short gait when I run. I would be toast. So very lucky. Very lucky to be born at a time where I can like, if I need to go somewhere, I can just go like this and turn on a car and not have to wonder, how do the pistons work in this? Like, how do they build the engine? You know, if we ever got to Walking Dead days, what would I do? How would I even get gas into the car? What do? You just take like a hose and you like stick it where the gas nozzle is at the gas station. You like suck it up. What do? I don't know. Like I have been watching a lot of clips of The Walking Dead. And I'm like, I'm totally one of the people that dies immediately. Like I'm not someone who like gets bit and I'm like, take the arm. And they give me like a fucking hook arm and I can like, I have a Gatling gun for a right arm now. I don't think I'm that guy. I'm pretty sure I'm just like one of the first guys that either gets killed by a zombie or like, I think I'm going to survive a long time. And then, you know, I die from too much diarrhea. Like that also kills people too. Is like, you just, straight up, you just have, you know, you get dysentery or something. I feel like dysentery, I mean, with the celiac and I'm already shitting too much. I feel like I'm a dysentery guy. if we get to apocalypse times, I'm not dying cool. I'm dying like, I can't stop pooping. Like, I think that's me. Won't be fun. But, you know, I'm also like, you got to just accept who you are in this life. Like, I feel like you, the more you fight it, the worse it gets. Did you guys, by the way, I'm seeing this microphone here. Did you watch the last episode? Okay, this is the long story short. There was a mystery guest last episode. It was Rob Stern. I left my fourth microphone back on the other side of the country when I was visiting family recently. So I only had three microphones, four people here, and he went to a store to pick up the mic. I told him before he left to get the XLR cord. On the show, it seems like I did not tell him to do that, but here's the thing. I did. This is the worst ending to a podcast ever, but I wanted it to be clear that I did not send somebody to the store to get a microphone without mentioning that they needed the XLR cord as well to plug into the fucking board over there. So if you were thinking from last show, how could I have done that to my mystery guests? I didn't, okay? They were wrong. I fucking said XLR cord, and I have it. I have it on my tape somewhere. It was said. And I listened to it during editing. And I'm not going to do the thing where I just keep playing. I've done that like three times where I clip like sound check because someone says something and then I prove them wrong in the show. I'm not going to keep doing that. The goal of bringing people on the show is not to make fools of them in the clips I post of the show. So I got to curb that back a little bit. But to Meredith and Rob, I said XLR cord on the last episode. I can verify it. If you want, there's no way they're listening. But yeah. Anyway, that's pretty much it. I don't think there's too much else to chat with you guys about. I got my Tums. I'm drinking a lot of water. Losing weight. I mean, do you guys want to hear the weight? For people on a weight loss journey out there, and I like saying weight loss journey. For people in the weight loss community with me. Here we go. Let's pull this up because I've been charting it. I'm giving you guys the chart right now. Listen to this. Listen to these numbs. Listen to these numbers. Okay. So we'll go back to when I weighed myself on the 30th. So this is from February 16th to March 31st. So it's the 6 weeks. I started at 247. A week later, 245. A week after that, 245.2. All right. A week after that, all the way up to 247.5. So I'm a month in, and I'm half a pound more than when I started. But then the next week, 245, 243.8. Now I'm at 244. So it's like, you know what I'm realizing is like, as it's like you're always going to like drink water or some shit. And then like when you weigh in, it's like, oh my God, I gained weight. But you just got to stay consistent. I'm like, I'm saying this like I've accomplished a lot. I haven't. But the point is like I'm just making a consistent goal every week to like not eat like shit. Okay, vegetables, fucking, I bought celery the other day. And like I put like a little bit of peanut butter on it. My wife made hummus. So we had homemade hummus. Because I accidentally got garbanzo beans instead of white beans. Apparently white beans are good for low acid. So yeah, I guess I'm doing fine. Like the point of this is like just eat a little healthy. Like I haven't even gone to the gym that much. I've just been like not eating shit at night. So if you guys are doing that, you know, for all the, you know, all my fans out there who are also sad fatzos, this is how you do it. All right. Just slowly. Here's the funny thing is like, if I want to gain all the weight back, I can have like one thing of cheesecake and I'll be back up. So it took me like no time to put on fucking 50 extra pounds, but it'll take me 2 years to lose it at this pace. But you know what? It just is what it is, man. We're old. I don't think I have any young listeners. Maybe I do. Maybe I got some 20-year-olds out there. But for the most part, you guys are probably old fucks like me. So it's like, just stay consistent. I'm not saying this from a place of like, I've done it. I haven't. I'm saying like, let's do it together. You know, you want to go on that journey with me? I'll, you know, you can write me in the comments. Hit me in the comments on YouTube or Rumble or wherever you're watching this. Facebook. I post them on Facebook now. Yeah, you know, like, let's be a fucking team or something. You know, is that good? Is that good to build community in that way? Community. That's a good word to use. Although I think I said this on the pod before, but my sister was like talking about the gluten-free like people where she lives, and she kept calling it the gluten-free community. And after she said it for the fourth time, I was like, I'm straight. That word now has the gayest connotation ever. The word community no longer, I'm no longer comfortable. Okay. I am a straight guy. That's important. Apparently. I don't know why. It shouldn't be, but it is. Yeah. So anyway, good luck with your week. April 2nd, you'll be listening to this, which means you'll hear me again on April 9th. I do have a guest lined up for next week. An old favorite, a fan favorite. You guys have been requesting him back for months now, so he'll be back on the show. And I did get a couple, like, I've realized I need to reach out to, like, my friends that are doing well on this show. I mean, obviously it's fun to have people that are in the same fucking desperate position as I am on the podcast, but I do have friends that do well, and I'm going to try to get them on the show. So I'm making an effort to like reach out to the people I know who have bought houses doing creative things. So you might start to recognize people on the show a little bit in the coming months, but that's something to look forward to then. For now, thank you for hanging out, watching the show. If you could tell a friend about the podcast, that'd be great, but also don't do it. You know, your call. Thanks. Have a great night or morning if you're listening to this in the morning. Whatever. You get it. Goodbye.